The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because we've got an exciting show for you again today. So listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and extremely grateful owners, along with our wonderful son Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have the greatest plethora, great array of wonderful products, amazing formulations, also the complete line of Alive and Well organic formulations in every conceivable kind of beneficial put together. And also, let us never forget, and we can never forget, the gorgeous, phenomenal broth cafe, broad spectrum broth. The word, you know, needs to cover a planet of wonderful organic choices, because they do. And you know, we, as Dennis and I always say, we're going to push you to be healthy and be organic, absolutely. But we're not pushing you to make your choice. If you're vegan, if you're vegetarian, if you're not vegetarian, all those choices are available at the magnificent, delicious broth cafe at Alive and Well, where you sit in wonderful air conditioning. Very comfortable, lovely seating up there in a beautiful marble bar area. It's gorgeous. Or you can come and take out and have your parties at home. You just call us. We'll have everything ready for you. But it's wonderful. And, you know, nobody can believe it. They say all the time, whether we're visitors or whether they're Maui residents, everybody says this is the best food ever. It's organic, it's delicious, and they can make any choice that they want.
Any choice you want.
Right.
But it's all organic. You can be pescatarian, you can be carnivore, you can be vegan, whatever you like, it's there for you.
Yes.
And the broth app, look, if you want to pick something up, or if you want your order ready when you come in the door, go to the Broth at Alive and Well app. The menu is there. Everything is offered to you. Make your choices. Tell them what time you want to be there, what time you want to pick it up, what time you want to sit down and enjoy it at the marble bar. And it's ready for you the minute you walk in the door. It's
right.
Just that simple.
And it's also simply, if they want to call, our 877-4950.
Can do that,
too. And have it over there, too. And, all kinds of great parties. And, you know, one thing that I always think of, because I see you, if you're flipping around your television, sometimes you see on the cooking or other channels when there's holidays coming up, you know, Halloween, pumpkin time, well, they're loaded with sugar and loaded with negatives of the terrible choices they have. We can give you wonderful, healthy, terrific organic choices, not to poison you, but to uplift you and still give you pleasure.
To build your health at the same time you're pleasing your palate.
Please the palate and build your health. Don't do things, never poison yourself on that, right? And
right.
I want you to talk about the rushing streams and the water of the rushing streams. I love that. That's my image of some, you know, it's heavenly, celestial, wonderful time.
Just make sure that if you're rushing in the streams, that you've got your life vest on.
That's
and
right.
You have other emergency.
My tube, that's right, absolutely.
Okay.
So
but,
go ahead, talk.
But you don't want to drink the water you've been bathing in, so don't drink the regular water. Go ahead and come to Alive and Well and fill up your glass jugs, glass bottles, whatever they might be, or purchase a glass bottle there at the store. A half gallon, gallon, whatever you want, 5 gallon, whatever size you want. But when you purchase the container, you get a free water fill.
And the and Vortex. What is Vortex?
Vortex water.
Talk about Vortex.
Well, picture in your mind.
Yes.
the rushing stream.
Yes.
With rocks and all kinds of tumbling things that are happening. The water rushing through. And this keeps the water, the hydrogen and oxygen thoroughly mixed and as one, okay? But when you drink that water, it's energized. It's not effervescent, but it is certainly life-giving and supporting.
That's right. And as far back as 1938, an extremely famous doctor, I learned about him when I was young in school, Dr. Otto Warburg, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the realization that a basic and oxygen-rich milieu that not hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. We've known that, even that these terrible cells can't live in oxygen rich. And one thing about the vortex power is it's loaded with high oxygenation and high. It's tremendous that way. No chemicals. It's structured to our lives, detoxification, cell availability, and none of those poisons. Okay, terrific.
And let me just clarify.
And that's all that's served at Alive and Well or used in any of our dishes.
And let me just clarify if I can. We mentioned the high oxygenation of the water. It's water as it was before mankind decided to improve the water supply. But when it says high oxygenation, we're not making a claim that it's going to cure cancer.
No, okay? Of course not.
Dr. Warburg pointed out years and years ago that high oxygen environment is inducive to good health.
That's exactly right.
And the avoidance of all terrible disease ramifications,
right.
Okay? So that's part. But I also want to mention this.
Yeah, and I want you to say, too, that the oxygen, that's the only water that's ever served at the Broth Cafe or ever prepared, any of the foods prepared with water.
Come on into Alive and Well.
Let's also say we want to make sure that you understand that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or off medication. Doctor's area, strictly educators, giving people the information that holistically minded top medical doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials and are reporting about these trials. And we report. We're reporters.
And not just trials. In long, extended therapies, whatever the therapy would require, they don't use the chemicals, they don't use the drugs, they use nutrients. Because the very basic concept is that nutrients feed the cells. Nutrition feeds the cells. Drugs create a desired effect. They can reduce symptoms, but they don't cure the product.
Exactly.
I'm not saying we cure anything. I'm not making that claim.
No.
What I am claiming is what holistic physicians say, and that is that feed the cells, feed the person, feed the body, feed the anatomy, and the bodies will respond as they're designed to respond. But if you poison them, load them down with a lot of stuff, that gets in the way. Reduces symptoms, yes, but stop the drugs and the symptoms return immediately.
That's exactly right. And, you know, we have to stop. We still can make a choice. The choice is we don't have to choose to believe lies, and lies can kill. And I always think at a special time of year, at this particular special time of year, our son's birthday, we have two marvelous grown-up children, and three beautiful grown-up granddaughters, you know, all of that. But I wouldn't have one of them if I had listened to it when I was just married. They found a giant tumor in my uterus. They said large orange, small grapefruit, and we have to take your uterus out immediately and take this tumor out immediately, or in 6 months you'll be dead. Now, remembering about the work, the beginning work of great doctors who were holistically minded, like the Shute brothers from Canada, S-H-U-T-E, very famous doctors. One was an OBGYN, the other cardiologist. One of the things they learned about natural vitamin E, not synthetic, was that it enabled the liver to detoxify excess estrogen. That's their definition. And Dr. Shute used that for women who had tumors like this and actually saw complete reversal.
Mm-hmm.
And
as did you.
And then when I tried that, instead of having them take my uterus out and the large orange small grapefruit tumor, I used the natural vitamin E. And after a couple of months, there was no trace of that tumor. I've never had one since. I was 22 then. I don't like to admit to the advanced age I'm in right now. And I had a famous...
You've outgrown the tumor stage.
That's right. But I had I had a very famous... She was head of a top theater in which Dennis and I performed. And she said, never tell him your age. Never tell him your age. Because I used to admit to my age all the time. Never do it, Mona. Anyhow. So the thing is that, yes, this is many, many years later and never had it again, thank God, for one great natural nutrient, not synthetic. Speaking about lies and speaking about toxic drugs, which we have to because this is too important, and we want, if I could show you bowing down and applauding, it'd be one very famous, magnificent doctor, Dr. Joseph Mercola, MD, who reports the news about clinical trials. And he purports the facts. And I'll share this with you, Den, okay? Statin use, that's cholesterol drugs, statin use linked to dementia.
For sure.
And we used to say all the time, Den, that there's a black box warning on those medications that say that they cause cognitive decline.
But how many people...
And also blood sugar elevation.
And how many people read the black box warning?
Okay.
When they do read it, they can't believe the negative effect that drug is going to cause.
And then this is just the tip of the iceberg. Here is, and this is, when he does fact-checked and Dr. Mercola reports, all of these are reported medical clinical trials. And here we go. And here's Dr. Mercola saying, having lower levels of LDL, low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, LDL, is linked, that's low levels of it, to a higher risk of dementia, according to a study of 4,000 people aged 50 and over. A high level of LDL cholesterol, though, was found to be inversely associated with dementia, meaning it reversed it in the study participants, even after controlling for other factors, okay? The association was so strong that researchers concluded that a high level of LDL cholesterol should be considered as a protective factor against cognitive decline. And they're trying to take it down all the time.
And what other holistic physicians have mentioned is, it isn't the amount of cholesterol, HDL or LDL, that is of major import in creating heart disease. It's the inflammation, the fire, the excess heat that's created by the sugars and the carbohydrates and other negative factors that create excessive inflammation in your arteries and in your capillaries. Keep in mind, these capillaries and arteries are tiny, 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 microscopic, and they grow into larger capillaries and arteries. But fire burns. Fire cauterizes all the fats that are in the blood.
And remember, too, that Dr. Mercola is saying what Dennis has said to you so many times. And I don't know that you talk to Dr. Mercola very often, but this is what he is saying right here and quoting the clinical trials. Your brain, says doctor, contains 30% cholesterol, which is an essential component of neurons and necessary to develop and maintain neuronal, that's nerve plasticity and function in the brain. You've said that many times.
We're quoting him and other holistic physicians.
That's exactly.
Yes.
And, you know, this is, he says worldwide, someone develops dementia every 3 seconds.
Oh, baby.
And by 2030, it's estimated that 75 million will be living with the condition, dementia. Mm-hmm. In the U.S. alone, 5.7 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, the most common form of dementia. And someone develops the disease, according to trials, every 65 seconds.
65 seconds, new Alzheimer's patient is created.
Yes.
Okay?
Right.
Now, let me ask you this. Does he go on with that article telling you how...
Yes.
How the Alzheimer's, how the cholesterol drugs create the dementia?
Yes, he does. Okay. And I'm going to give this to you in a minute. Being mistakenly promoted to reduce heart disease risk, healthcare professionals are subsequently increasing dementia risk with the use of these drugs.
There you go.
He says, the results of the study published in the journal Frontiers in Neurology, top medical journal, looked into the relationship between cholesterol and cognitive function. While cholesterol is largely vilified and statin use promoted, The study found that having lower levels of LDL cholesterol was linked to a much higher risk of dementia. Can you go on reading here with what's more? What's more?
I'd be delighted.
Okay. What's more?
Word for word, folks, verbatim. The doctor says, what's more, the researchers noted, quote, there's a significantly higher proportion of participants with low levels of total cholesterol and LDL cholesterol in the dementia group than in groups without dementia. The association was so strong that they concluded that a high level of LDL cholesterol should be considered as a potential protective factor against cognition decline.
So just the exact opposite of the lie that they are promoting. You get the high LDL, you have a better brain. And your brain is a fat. What are they ever going to learn?
And again, the cholesterol is not the villain.
That's right.
It's the inflammation, which burns up the cholesterol, okay? The doctor goes on to say, other studies have also found cholesterol to be protective to the brain. For instance, cholesterol levels in the high normal range were associated with better cognitive performance in people age 65 and over.
Hear that? Better cognitive. That's, think of all the different ways you need a memory and you need a cognitive performance. And the higher cholesterol, better performance in all of those different ways.
And the researchers concluded that the low cholesterol serves as a clinical indicator of a risk for cognitive impairment in the elderly. The lower the cholesterol levels were also associated with, turning the page, with a U.S. study of more than 4,316 Medicare recipients age 65 and over, also revealed that higher levels of total cholesterol are associated with a decreased risk of Alzheimer's disease, even after adjusting for cardiovascular risk factors and other related variables.
Right.
Other studies have also found higher LDL, HDL cholesterol to be associated with a better cognitive function.
Wonderful.
It goes on and on.
He makes.
I'll let you read some more.
Yeah, it's just that when he's quoting the medical clinical trials, he's quoting. Okay. He's also saying that he says here that the Frontiers in Neurology study, the doctors stated that this cholesterol is a major component of the brain, and by decreasing those cholesterol levels, you get cerebral atrophy. Do you know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
That's
wasting
when your brain
away.
Dies. Do you
That's
want
right.
your brain to die?
But it also,
and it goes a typical syndrome of dementia and other factors more directly related to health. Okay, so do you want your brain to shrink up and die?
Do you know what else it does? Does he go on that article later on to talk about muscle atrophy?
Yes, he goes exactly,
okay.
And that's what perfect. I was going to give that to you. Right. Neuromuscular disease.
Okay.
Would you read the statins linked to neuromuscular disease?
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Sarcopenia.
Okay. Muscle wasting.
That's a symptom of all major diseases.
That's
is
right.
Muscle wasting. Okay?
That's right.
And brain wasting at the same time. Using statin drugs to lower your cholesterol to artificially low levels, says the doctor, would backfire in the form of degenerating brain health. Previously, statin drugs have been linked to neuromuscular degenerative diseases,
That's right.
amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Cholesterol drugs create that, folks. When's the last time the doctor told you that the drugs create that condition?
That's right. That's absolutely right. Right. And one of the ways that they do that is by robbing the body of CoQ10. They rob the body of the of
cholesterol drugs. Kill the CoQ10 in your body.
Exactly. And then the muscles waste. They deteriorate.
Right.
And you get neurological diseases. You get Lou Gehrig's. You get amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
The World Health Organization, says the doctor, Collaborating Center for International Drug Monitoring, received safety reports associated with statin drugs and has noted a disproportionately high number of patients with upper motor neuron lesions, among those taking statin medications.
Because it's destroying your musculature and the nerves that exist in it and robs your body of CoQ10. And you know what happens when the muscles break down, Dan? There's only so many points that can be brought up. But when you rob the body of what it needs to produce muscular health, the heart is a muscle which needs the cardio CoQ10, but so do those muscles, and that statins rob, then the muscles break down and the kidneys get overwhelmed trying to cleanse that. Mm-hmm. And you get kidney failure and terrible pain in all the muscles.
And also brain degeneration.
Brain degeneration, okay. And, you know, shaking, uncontrollable
exactly.
Shaking, all of that.
The lead researcher, Dr. Ivor Ralph Edwards, is an expert toxicology, acute and chronic poisoning and adverse drug reactions. He stated, "We do advocate that trial discontinuation of a statin drug should be considered in patients with a serious neuromuscular disease such as ALS, ALS syndrome, given the poor prognosis and a possibility that the progression of the disease can be halted or even reversed by stopping the statin drugs.
How long has this been known? I'm glad that this doctor brought out this incredible information, but he can only concentrate on one aspect that they're talking about. The dementia was the aspect. Mm. But remember, just as strongly as in the black box warning and as well known, is it shoots your sugar through the roof. And they're giving those drugs to diabetics, and they're getting disastrous outcomes or death, and the sugar, even people who've never had a problem with blood sugar, I don't understand. My blood sugar is going way up.
It creates diabetes.
That's it does.
And then they give you diabetes drugs, which again have a very negative effect on
unbelievable.
Your body.
Unbelievable.
Okay? Let me go on with the article.
Yes, go right ahead, please.
The doctor says, if you've been told you need a statin drug to lower your cholesterol levels, you may want to think carefully before filling the prescription. For a few key reasons, the doctor says. Side effects of statin drugs is one of the reasons. Aside from an increased risk of dementia, statin drugs deplete your body of coenzyme CardioQ10.
Oh, bravo, bravo.
Which accounts for many of their devastating results.
That he's saying, not bravo, that it does that, he's doing that, which, remember, no muscle can function, including the heart, without CardioQ10.
CardioQ10 is used, said the doctor, for energy production by every cell in your body. Its reduced form, ubiquinol, is a critical component of cellular respiration, breathing of the cells.
Right.
Again, how much does a tiny microscopic cell breathe? Without breathing, it dies.
That's
when the cells die, yeah, okay.
Right. And
It's a critical component of cellular respirations and production of adenosine triphosphate, which is the major energy substance of
every muscle
metabolism.
That's exactly right. And the heart can't beat without that. And remember, that's why we made sure we had the cardio Q10 at Alive and Well, because that's 100% of that 100% natural and high potency ubiquinol, ultra ubiquinol.
And it's a unique form of ubiquinol. It's a patented form from a doctor in Japan.
That's right.
It's
the number one.
It's
a
phenomenal product.
That's right. Absolutely phenomenal.
Adenosine triphosphate, says the doctor, is a coenzyme used as an energy carrier in every cell in your body.
Just as you've said, Dan.
And the depletion, he says, of CardioQ10 caused by statin drugs actually increases your risk of what? Acute heart failure.
That's right. And it's amazing how many times you see that. Oh, my father didn't, or the father comes in and says, and I can't make the diagnosis, but they're telling me my heart is failing. Are you on a cholesterol drug? Yes, but what does that have to do with it?
That's right.
Because it's robbing the heart of its one energy giver.
And not only the heart, but every muscle in your body. And your brain, that little 1 or 2 pound piece of jelly between your ears, also disintegrates with the statin drugs.
Exactly. And here he says here in his summation, okay? Statins come with this is a doctor I'm quoting, and on everything that he says here, he has the list of clinical trials to support it. This is not his opinion. Dr. Mercola says, statins come with a risk of other serious side effects, including 1, diabetes,
mm-hmm.
just what we said, cancer,
right,
cataracts, musculoskeletal disorders, including myalgia, muscle pain and weakness, muscle cramps, rhabdomyolysis, which is muscle breakdown, and autoimmune muscle disease,
because
Parkinson's, ALS, MS, all of them, and depression.
The drugs prevent natural metabolic function of every cell in your body.
Exactly.
It's just that simple.
It's just that simple. And
according to the drug companies, it's the only thing you can do to save your life if you have a cholesterol problem, because cholesterol is the villain. Cholesterol is the bad guy. Cholesterol is going to kill you. Well, without cholesterol, you don't have a brain. You don't have a heart. You don't have muscle function. Cholesterol is a very vital component of every metabolic activity in your body.
You know, it's
amazing. The inflammation.
Inflammation.
Which is brought on by what? By safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, by sugar, by flour products, bread, pasta, bagels, cereals, grains, granolas, muffins, crackers, cookies, chips, doodahs, whiz-bangs, yum-yums, and wee-wees all turn into sugar, and sugar creates fire. Cellular fire burns. Fire burns, wherever it is, okay? Light a match with your other hand, hold your other hand over the match. How long can you hold it there? Well, that's what the cells have to put up with when you eat refined carbohydrates and sugars.
That's exactly
they create
right.
fire.
And you know,
that destroys those tiny little microscopic cells and all the enzyme functions that occur in every one of those godzillion number of cells you've got in your body. That's what happens with your health.
Right, and we will go on again in another time because there's another top doctor also saying how evil this is with the statin drugs and all the, and that he's actually says this. He says, Big Brother has finally come around to what I've been telling my patients for 30 years. Stop worrying about the cholesterol in your diet. The influential Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee, he says, the nation's top nutrition panel, has now admitted they were wrong about cholesterol. And they have proclaimed this former so-called dietary evil as no longer a nutrient of concern. And he goes on with that, which we will get to. We have so many more important things to share. And, you know, Dr. David Brownstein says that when one thing he does say also, that he says that in the reported in the journal Neurology, top doctors, okay, that when your LDL is low, you have a choice of bleeding in the brain. Those with low LDL levels had 169% higher risk for bleeding in the brain.
My God.
Yeah. That it's amazing and unreal. And, you know, I want us to talk about this because he is really such a leader, and I want to be sure we get in this information right here. Jonathan V. Wright. His name is Jonathan Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, M-D. He's a top doctor in U.S., head of Tahoma Clinic in Washington.
Tahoma Clinic,
yes,
that's right.
T-A-H-O-M-A. He's very, 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 very famous. And he says...
And he's the guy...
Let me just save my life.
Wait a minute. He's the guy, when you had that gut condition...
That's right.
He said... He was in the store.
That's right.
And he said, Mona, you've got the solution right there to your elbow.
This is what I use at my clinic,
okay.
And it was the Ultra Silver, and he has a whole article about that, which we'll get into in a minute.
And
okay?
The Ultra Silver is unique in that there's no other silver like it.
That's right, and he says it's backed by over 100-year history of research and all that it can do.
Right.
But he was the one that told me it was that one antibiotic you took because you were performing, and I hadn't done that before, and it gave me Crohn's disease, and I came to the point of death. And he came that time and said, you have on the shelf what would cure you in a week.
Mm-hmm.
It actually did. They wanted to take out my guts. Okay?
Of course.
Anyhow, but he starts this by saying in his article that he's reporting, and he reports clinical trials, same thing. Jonathan Wright, MD. An important Finnish study found that infants who received 2,000 IUs of vitamin D3 in the first year of life had 80% less incidence of type 1 diabetes throughout their lives.
Wonderful, wonderful.
In addition...
Nutrients.
And vitamin D3 prevented type 1 diabetes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In addition, prenatal superpure omega-3 fatty acids improved mental development in infancy. How long have we known that? Right?
It also helps it for 87-year-old people.
That's exactly right. He says research reported, and in these United States, said the doctor, ignored, even though it was reported in 2001 in The Lancet, the most prestigious medical journal you could have.
Mm-hmm.
Tells us of a very safe and inexpensive way to completely prevent a major proportion of type 1 diabetes, 10,000 children. And they, again, were given the supplement, okay, that during their first year of life had 80% less incidence of type 1 diabetes, okay? That was the vitamin D3. And he said
80% less incidence of type 1 diabetes.
Throughout the whole lifetime.
Through their whole lifetime.
That's right.
By initiating from birth on, taking a meaningful dose of vitamin D3.
And the American Pediatric Association said it was the most important thing you could give.
Yeah.
The mother could take during pregnancy and nursing, and that the child could take. But he does this too, dear. The Journal of the American Medical Association, another major medical journal, says the doctor, reported a study of 1,770 children at increased genetic risk of type 1 diabetes. But he found this one. The children with the highest levels of suprapure omega-3 fatty acids in their red blood cell membranes had the lowest risk of type 1 diabetes. The researchers concluded, dietary intake of omega-3 fatty acids associated with a reduced risk of type 1 diabetes in children and an increased genetic risk of type 1 diabetes. And for bonus points, says the doctor, prenatal omega-3 fatty acids improves mental development in infancy. Wow. And I want you to read, because it's a lot of different things here. He goes on, starts here and goes on each page. Colloidal silver is backed by over 100-year research. Okay, I'll start it and give the rest. It's a long thing to read, okay, but it's very important.
Let me just talk for a second. The prenatal delivery of omega-3 fatty acids and the vitamin D3, these are things that pregnant mothers should be using.
Absolutely.
In their diet.
And that's the American Pediatric Association
that's
said
right.
That. And during nursing, and then give it to the baby when you stop, you know.
I'm glad you get that straightened out, because babies can't take vitamins before they're born.
He said, and after they pursue nursing, give the baby a couple thousand
but
units of the D3 and the fish oil.
The important part is that pregnant women should be taking nutrients to help their infant.
Exactly.
Not just a prenatal vitamin mineral, because there are so many different formulations of prenatal vitamin minerals which don't give you the nutrients you really need.
Exactly.
It's a good promotional item. It sells like crazy. You're going to help your baby by taking a prenatal vitamin. But folks, that ain't the be-all and end-all. You've got to go beyond what the labels say, and according to holistic physicians, you've got to go beyond what a normal prenatal drugstore vitamin is going to give you. You've got to take the fish oil, you've got to take the extra vitamin D3, say the physicians.
That's exactly right, and you know...
And the vitamin E.
And right, all of those
all
things.
Of
and as far back as when I was pregnant, as I said, my kids are now... middle-aged, and they're wonderful, they look great, they're in great shape. And as far back as that, we knew you had to take the fish oils when you
That's
were pregnant.
Right. That's
we knew
right.
you had to take certain things that, you know, we didn't have full knowledge about how great vitamin D3 was. And Dr. Jonathan Wright is such a believer about the ultra silver, okay? I know it's pretty extensive, so we'll read part of it here, okay? But he's talking, and he makes the point. He makes this point, just, I'll do this as a preamble to it. All the things that it does, but he talks about it has to be those nanoparticles, as he's always talked about it. The 9999 nanoparticles, which is why we have that very kind that he uses at the Tahoma Clinic.
99.99999% pure colloidal silver. Not the other form. It has to be the pure colloidal silver. Other products on the market maybe give you 20% of the formula would be pure colloidal silver. The other is ionic silver, which is very poorly absorbed and utilized. And as one famous person revealed, maybe 5 or 10 years ago now, he took a lot of ionic silver and his skin turned gray, and then his skin turned blue. And he looked very good in a white shirt. But he did not have the health benefits of colloidal silver.
You can't ever turn blue with that form of that 99 nanoparticle silver.
Not with the ultra silver. No,
not at all. Dear. And could you read at least part of this, dear? Because it's kind of pretty long, about the background of the ultra silver.
Okay.
At the top of the...
Okay, folks, here's what Dr. Wright says. What made colloidal silver so popular with doctors? In many cases, he says, it was the vast panoply of infectious disease conditions which colloidal silver rapidly and quite effectively cures. As Dr. Reynold Webb Wilcox, MD, stated in January of 1900 in the New England Medical Monthly and Prescription in an article titled Internal Antisepsis, quote, colloidal silver has a very beneficial influence and often affects a rapid cure in recent and chronic sepsis and furunculosis.
Well, that, but they're talking about these diseases, and sepsis is toxic death from infection. Okay.
Furunculosis. I don't know what that is. When secondary changes in the vital organs have not occurred, doctors have treated osteomyelitis, phlegmonos, angina, furunculosis.
Well, all kinds of diseases he's mentioning.
I know why you gave me this article to read.
I couldn't pronounce all of them, so Gary suggested that I give that to you to kind of work on the big words over there. Okay?
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Erysipelas, so-called gonorrheal and articular rheumatism.
Right. It kills viruses and bacteria.
And one word I can pronounce, he says, et cetera.
Etc. That one we can do.
Okay.
We need Jonathan Wright, I guess, to come and go through all the names. It doesn't matter because, as we've said before, and the nanoparticles, that real important point that he always stresses too, is that those tiny particles that get into viruses very effectively, all kinds of viruses. That's why it's used in babies' eyes, ears, nose, in top hospitals when being born, because of infections they can pick up mother's birth canal. Go ahead.
He goes on to say, the various reports, some very enthusiastic, have been presented, says the doctor, on purpural.
Okay, then give it up. It's all right.
Purpural fever. That's Peters, Jones, Voorhees, cerebrospinal meningitis, Schirmer, acute mastitis, says Dr. Cumston, and malignant scarlet fever. Says Creed.
All of these things.
Divers, septic processes.
And all of these, the ultra silver was used in all of these diseases without, and he goes on to say, without any side effects.
And finally, in purpura, in the horsetail, says Dr. Dykerhoff, Wilcox's own experience in septic phlebitis, of which unusually large percentage has occurred in his typhoid fever cases.
You know, the phlebitis is the inflammation in the legs and all in the limbs of the body.
Uh-huh. And in Dr. Wilcox's own experience in septic phlebitis, of which an unusually large percentage has occurred in his typhoid fever cases, has been most satisfactory using the ultra silver.
That's right. Go right ahead.
In one instance of septic phlebitis following amoebic dysentery, the results were almost marvelous. He goes on and on.
He goes on and on for all different diseases and makes the point, as he's made to us personally, as he has in his speeches and in many of his writings, with zero side effects. And remember, we have to always remember, too, what did the European doctors used for, what is it, a century or more? What did they use on diabetic wounds and diabetic infections in the legs and there? They don't amputate there. They use the ultra silver in compresses used and also taking it internally to stop the infection. And we've seen a multitude of miracles in that way also.
And he goes on to talk about silver's untimely demise and much needed resurrection.
Says
Dr. Wright. Once prescription drugs were developed and manufactured, the modern pharmaceutical industry began forming. Colloidal silver usage by medical doctors gradually fell out of favor.
Of course.
But as Dr. Joseph Weissman, MD, board-certified immunologist and assistant clinical professor at the University of California in medical school, has stated, quote, this is from Dr. Joseph Weissman, MD, from California Medical Center. Quote, today, many antibiotics are losing the battle with germs. Fortunately, the best germ killer, which was discovered over 2,000 years ago, is finally getting the proper attention from medical science. Natural colloidal silver.
There you go. Thanks, doctor. And thanks for this blessing that saved my life and many others.
And the doctor goes on to say, I sincerely recommend that everyone have electrically generated colloidal silver in their home as an antiseptic, as an antibacterial, and as an antifungal agent. And that's exactly what ultra silver is.
That is exactly what it is. And it has no copper molecule. There's no turning blue. Never.
And as Dr. Ron Surowitz, MD, former head of the Florida Osteopathic Association, has stated, quote, sometimes a treatment can be worse than the illness, but not in the case of ultra silver.
I have my patients
spray or switch colloidal silver in their mouths daily.
Right. That makes that important point that Dr. Wright has made. He made that with me, too, because it kills infection, you know, infections in the gums, which can spread to the body in a multitude of different ways.
And he says it's interesting how many of my patients improve with the use of ultra silver. It enhances the immune system where other antibiotics cause yeast overgrowth.
Yeast overgrowth. And don't attack viruses. They don't deal with the viruses, antibiotics.
Those yeast overgrowths are also neutralized by the ultra silver.
That's right. That's right. What an amazing, incredible substance, okay? Mm-hmm. And been a leader in Europe because European doctors think differently. They're really, healing and not about drug selling. But that's the major thing for those terrible septic wounds and all, rather than doing drastic surgeries, etc. And I want to say one thing because this is so important. A leader in Europe has always been the R form alpha lipoic acid for nerve regeneration, for blood sugar balance, according in the translation from the European doctors, it prevents, this is what they say, not my claim, prevents and reverses diabetic retinopathy, the destruction of the neurons in the eyes that cause blindness and diabetes, and retinopathy in the eyes and neuropathy throughout the body. It's one of two leading players beside the silver. It's one of the other two leading players in Europe. The RALA for a host of the neuronal regeneration, blood sugar balance, the brain, everything, and the other leader in Europe. I want you to read this, Jen, because it's very important to read the acetyl L-carnitine and what it can do for injured nerves, because so many people have terrible nerve pain and injured nerves. They have it in the legs. They have it through. Could you read the Russell Blaylock reporting it? There you go. Read it, please.
Okay, folks, acetyl L-carnitine. It's amazing what nutrients do. Nutrients are derived from food, if you're eating real food. But real food doesn't much occur in the United States this day and age. It is so loaded with pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, aluminum, and all kinds of heavy metals. All kinds of toxins are added to the soil and to the plants as they're growing. And what we're getting is, according to holistic physicians, is 80 to 90% less nutrition bite for bite than any food you eat, okay, unless it's organically grown. Here's Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD. He writes the following. Nerve pain is a common problem. Studies have shown that the natural compound acetyl L-carnitine stimulates healing of injured nerves and reduces nerve pain. One way it does this is by triggering the production and release of neurotrophins that promote nerve repair and healing. Acetyl L-carnitine also activates a special type of glutamate receptor that dampens pain signals. Interestingly, says the doctor, when stimulated, the same glutamate receptor acts as a powerful antidepressant. Other studies have shown that acetyl L-carnitine also stimulates the growth of brain cells, which would benefit people suffering from a stroke or other types of injury.
That's right.
Nerve problems often occur with diabetes, and studies found that acetyl L-carnitine corrects diabetic nerve damage.
That's right.
Can I just say a word?
Go right ahead.
The brain is very protective of what it lets into its environment. There's a function called the blood-brain barrier.
Right.
The brain is very selective in what it lets into its environment. I picture it in my mind as the castle with a moat around it. And the drawbridge is only lowered for what the brain wants to come in. And then when it gets the nutrients it needs, the drawbridge raises up again and prevents other extraneous debris or other components from entering into the central nervous system in the brain. Well, L-carnitine is an amino acid. It helps with muscle strength and growth. Acetyl-L-carnitine is the penultimate form of carnitine. It's the best there is. And the acetyl-L-carnitine is the only form of carnitine that the brain lets into the brain.
That's right.
Okay. Why? Because acetyl-L-carnitine does the things you just heard from this doctor's quote, but it also creates new mitochondria in every neurotransmitter function of the brain.
Boy, he says the same thing. Stimulates the growth of brain cells.
Exactly.
And he says it benefits people suffering from strokes or other types of brain injury, okay? And it's a leader in Europe, just like you say. Go ahead, Dad.
And it works in conjunction with the alpha-lipoic acid,
the R-alpha-lipoic acid.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's the only form that lipoic acid the brain lets in is the R-alpha form. And those two create, again, mitochondrial integrity and repopulation, regeneration of neurons in the brain. What are neurons? Well, that's what
nerve
keeps
cells.
You... That's what you do. That's what you build. Okay? That's what the brain is, loaded with neurons and neurotrophic factors. It's phenomenal what the body is it's a genius in what it allows to use to function to the ultimate degree.
That's right, and it works beautifully alongside, so it's doing just like you said, working with the RALA and alpha-lipoic acid in the active form, and also with the cardio-Q10.
It
passes the barrier
Absolutely.
Into the heart and strengthens, and then we have the nerve cells and all, and working with the energy producer, which is, the cardio-Q10. So it has a lot of benefit, and it also has a similar benefit passing through the barrier into the liver and improving the liver function and how the liver breaks down everything it needs, for us to
Absolutely.
Function be better. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
But they've known about it and used it in Europe
but
for forever.
But these are nutrients.
Nutrients.
They're not drugs. Okay, the drug industry doesn't like to stress what nutrients can do because the drug industry is intent on selling drugs. Drugs which can reduce symptoms but don't solve the problem long term. The nutrients rebuild new tissue, new organisms in your body. And that's the way it's designed to be.
That's absolutely the case. And it's just incredible, and what and we will also go into, I want to go, there's just so much information and you want to share it all at once. And a tremendous thing that Dr. Wright is reporting about, that vitamin D3, in many different ways, the supplementation improves elderly health, mental and physical diseases that are helped with vitamin D, okay? And there are things I didn't even realize about it. I mean, I'm religious about taking it all the time, but I didn't even realize it, how terrific it can be. And,
isn't it ironic?
Yes.
One of the most important nutrients you can... that can be provided to a gestating child, a baby in the womb, is vitamin D3.
That's right.
And one of the most important nutrients you can use as an 85 or a 90-year-old person is vitamin D3.
Amazing. And
okay.
All the multifaceted, talk about what was the star player? What's the word for when you can do all the things on stage and you can do everything else,
It's called Mona.
It's not Dan, your competition. You know you could do that too. But there's another word for the multifaceted ability in all of the different ways that you can do so many things. And speaking of so many things, Blaylock, MD, also writes about being aware of what certain herbs can do. The miracle of herbs put on the planet. Thank God that they were there in nature and how people have used these for centuries and why different populations have flourished. And here's another reason that Blaylock's reporting that ashwagandha improves hypothyroidism. They're saying this is a major malady.
An underactive thyroid.
That's right, and a major malady that has a zillion symptoms. And Raylock MD says, the herb ashwagandha, also called Indian ginseng, I didn't know it was called that, has a number of useful properties, including improving memory and obsessive compulsive disorder, improving it. I didn't know that, that's a stress. Preventing neurodegeneration and benefiting immunity. Can you read this part about what he says about anti-cancer properties and ashwagandha?
Can I read that?
The middle
of course
part.
I
that's
can.
Right.
The doctor goes on to say it's also, ashwagandha, is also has anti-cancer properties. In a double-blind, placebo-controlled study involving people with subclinical hypothyroidism.
Low thyroid function.
That's the very mild hypothyroid that is not clinically recognized. Researchers found that ashwagandha improved objective measures of thyroid function significantly in all of the subjects. This is of significant importance because a large number of people suffer from low thyroid, hypothyroidism, but are rarely diagnosed by physicians who do not understand the subclinical conditions and only look for the obvious cases. The doctor goes on to say that ashwagandha not only corrects the condition, it also protects the brain and improves mood.
Okay. It's been known as an anti-stress herb.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it had such a plethora, good word, of many different effects.
And it's been used for thousands of years by people who are cognizant of what herbs in India and in China and in these other ancient civilizations use herbs extensively.
That's right.
Okay.
And so many different things about the stress, but I didn't realize that connection with the thyroid, the hypothyroid function and all of that.
And mood.
And mood, yeah. And helps to protect the brain and improves mood. The anti-stress factor is so important. And you know, we'll be able to get into this again, but there's been all kinds of important information about organic mushrooms and how they build up the immune system, improve memory, and do a host of different things. And we just got and we're very excited about it. Organic array of all kinds of combinations of organic mushrooms in powders, in capsules, in liquids, every kind of thing you'd want. Mm-hmm. And they have a host of benefits with zero side effects, boosting the immune system and doing so many different other wonders for you at Alive and Well. And you can come in and investigate and we can talk. Remember that we are not doctors, don't pretend to be, we charge anything, but we do have a lovely, comfortable area to share information with you. But it's always a great idea if you call the 877-4950, easy to remember, 4950, that's at our store, and make an appointment with Dennis or with me. We're not going to be offended.
We're there 6 days a week.
Yes. And so we make an appointment so we're not with somebody else or we're not, go ahead, Dennis.
You pick a day and a time you want, and we're there.
Okay. So please make the appointment, though. It'll be so comfortable and so delicious and so wonderful. And we'll just share information. You'll never pay a cent. Just never have, never will. But sit down with us or any of our other services. And remember, if you're going to the mainland, we can be shipping things for you. If you have friends and loved ones, remember that. Putting poison into your mouth and other things that can hurt you and harm you. All of that. And remember, you can always call and get the wonderful foods or any one of our great services, because Alive and Well is really there for you, and we are there for you, okay?
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, just one more time,
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.